advanced the thing from yesterday. Okay, we are up to Daf Tezvav. Just one thought on yesterday's daf, so that all who listen could be nana also. We said over our thought that we saw B'Shem the Gra. I looked for it yesterday. I did not find where the actual source is. But on yesterday's Gemara, on the bottom of Daf Yidal, we mentioned this in the shir yesterday afternoon, that the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech that was brought to prove the dimensions of circumference to diameter, diameter to circumference, 1 to 3, so brought the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. So we mentioned, why does it bring a pasuk? Isn't it a math equation? We know Animili is not usually a pasuk that's quoted. So I saw the Tosfos HaRosh asked that question. You don't have to go to the Chesh of Shlomo to find out in the Achronim. But Tosfos HaRosh asked, well, what kind of question is we know Animili? Usually that's a question for a Makar, for a Din. So he says, maybe the answer is, because it's not an exact 1 to 3. It's really 1 to 3.14, which is pi. So maybe that's the source that the Minani Mili, how do you know that you could discount that extra little percentage of 0.14, 3 to 3.14? Okay. And then we saw another suggestion that maybe it's just Minani Mili, because all laws, all scientific laws are Meshubah to the Torah. So therefore, that's the Minani Mili. But either way, we said B'Shem Negra, that there's even a remez in the pasuk to this issue of you could discount the 3 to 3.14, because 3 to 3.14, the ratio was 1.047. That's the ratio between those two numbers. So in the Gra notes that if you look in the pasuk of a kav shloshim ba'ama, the word kav is a kriyatik siv. It's read kufav, but it's spelled kufav hey. And kav gematria kufav is 106, and kufav hey is 111. And the ratio of 106 to 111 is also 1.047. It's the only two numbers, two letters of the aleph phase, where if you would add on a third letter of the aleph phase, that you would get that percentage. So that's the Vilna Gaon Svart, pre-computers, to figure out that remez in the pasuk of the ratio. That was the Gra. Then we got into the other math issues, how many mikvahs to fit into into Shlomo Melech's pool, and then we got into the discussion of lechis. Okay, top word, top line, tezvav abad aleph. Okay, there's what to do today. Itmar lechi omen me'elav, a lechi that is standing by itself. So we refer to this case, at least according to Rashi, we refer to this case earlier on daf, hey, what is a lechi omen me'elav? A lechi that's there by itself, meaning you didn't put up the lechi, but it was there. Can you use it as a lechi if it wasn't put up l'shem lechi? Happened to be there. So the machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye amar lo avi lechi. Abaye says, no, it doesn't work to be a lechi if it wasn't put up to be a lechi. Rava amar lo avi lechi. Rava says, no, it does not work as a lechi. According to Rashi, we'll see later on, we'll mention it again. According to Rashi, this is one of the yalkagams. It says in the Gemara that we always pass on like Rava except for six cases. Yalkagam, a case that starts with a yud, ayin, lamed, kuf, gimel, mem. According to Rashi, this is the lamed, lechi yomim me'elov. According to Rabbi Natam and a few places in Shas, this is not the lamed. We pass on like Rava here. The lamed is the other case. But at least according to Rashi, this is the Abaye Rava case where we pass on like Abaye. So lechi yomim me'elov, so the machlokes be the Abaye and Rava. Says the Gemara. Where you didn't rely on it from before Shabbos, if by Friday afternoon you weren't relying on this lechi as a lechi, so then even a bayi would agree that it's not a lechi. You have to be relying on it from before Shabbos. Delo samchid alei beyasmol. Ki pligi heichad samchid alei beyasmol. The machlokas is where you are relying on it from before Shabbos, but still it wasn't put up l'shem lechi. So let's say something was put up. Let's say you have a, for example, the case I think in the picture book is a tree, right? Let's say you have a tree, which is the picture 110. You have a tree at the end exactly where the lechi is supposed to be. So the tree wasn't put up l'shem lechi, but let's say you knew about the tree beforehand and you're so mech on it that you're relying on that tree from before Yantif. So that guy is a lechi. That's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye says yes, and Rava says no. Abaye says, yes, it's okay, which we'll talk more about these sheetahs later on in the Amud. Abaye says, it's okay because you're so mechadit from yesterday. Says Rava, no, since originally it was not made l'shem lechi, therefore it is not counted as a lechi. It's an important Rashi here. Rashi, the second Rashi, says, what does it mean that you weren't relying on it from before Yantif? Or before Shabbos. Heilos v'mchidah le'biasmol, shahayasham lechi acher, v'nofal b'Shabbos. So it sounds like from Rashi, it's not the issue of you have to be thinking about this lechi before Shabbos. But as the Chidushi Haran here explains Rashi, it sounds like from Rashi is only because you had a different lechi, Therefore, as if you were saying this new lechi, you dafka didn't want. But let's say there was a lechi there, there was only one lechi there, and you just didn't know about it beforehand. And you found out about it on Shabbos, and they're like, oh, you want to use it. So this for Rashi would be good. The only problem here, says Rashi, is Shahayish of Lechi Akhar Vidal Shabbos. There was a different Lechi that fell down. So it sends the Chidushi around, because of Rashi, quotes, if it near a mitvarav, it sounds like from Rashi, to Koshlo Haisasham Lechi be Erev Shabbos, if there was none, Avavi Shalom Nasu Lev Lismo Chalzeh, even though you didn't think about it, but as long as it was there, there was no other one, Sabchidin Alei Yomachir Samavui. That would be good enough. And it's not just the Chidushi Aran, this is how we paskin. If you look at the Ramah in Shitsama Gimel, in Yud Aleph, where we pass in like a baya, right? The Gemara is the Shogun Rav Paschal is like a baya. Afilo asol l'shem lechi, el shizgabi d'alo shame elav kasher, ubabach yismucho ala be'erev Shabbos, adds the Ramah, avalo hayisham lechi acher be'erev Shabbos, ki ilu samchu alav dami. Because if you were so mechadik, because the only issue is to be dochet b'yadayim, if you have a different lechi there. But if this is the only lechi, you just didn't know about it, that would be good enough. Okay, that's the diyah from Rashi, which we paskin, based on the Chiddush Iran and the Ramah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, now the Gemara tries to prove from four different places, like what are the shittas. But the first Gemara says, the Havamina is that just like Abayad Rava have a machlokas about a lechi that's omin me'elav, that was not put up l'shem lechi, maybe the same machlokas would be by mechitza that is also omin me'elav. Can I have a drink of water, you know? Thanks. Be cold water until it's ready. A machlokas about mechitza, a wall that was omed me'elav, that was put up, not l'shem, a wall. Tashma, says the Mishnah in Sukkah, ha'os ha'sukah, so made he'ilados, v'ilados tefanos la, kishera. Let's say you make a sukkah between trees, and the trees are functioning as the walls of the sukkah, kishera. You're allowed to use that sukkah. Aye, those trees weren't put up, l'shem tefanos, l'shem walls of the sukkah. And we are comparing Hilchas Mechitza of Shabbos and Hilchas Mechitza of Sukkah. That's an assumption of the Gemara. And you see that the Mechitzas by Sukkah, thank you, can be kosher, even though it wasn't put up l'shem the walls. The word says, no, they were. Hachamai Eskida should not done mitzchila l'kach. They were. Those trees were planted to be walls for the Sukkah many years ago. Yachi Pshita, but if that's true, then okay, it's obvious. If these are put up with shade, so they're not trees. They look like trees, but they're really walls. So what's the chiddush? So ma'al the tema nigzar ligzar debasil shemusha be'ilan. No, you might have said that you can't use these as the trees, even if they were put up l'shem the walls, because you can't use these as the walls of the sukkah, because you might have to use the tree. And we know hishtapshus be'ilan on Shabbos and Yontif is it is a drabanan, a gzera of kotzer. Right? You might come, you're not allowed to climb a tree, you're not allowed to use a tree. You're not allowed to hang your jacket on a tree on Shabbos and Yontif. You're not allowed to take your jacket off a tree on Shabbos and Yontif. You're not allowed to put a safer on a tree. You're not allowed to take a ball out of a tree. Right? All of that is a drabanan of hishtapshus be'ilan. So you might say you can't use the tree as a wall for your sukkah, because you might come to use the tree. Kamash v'lan, physically. Kamash v'lan, therefore not goes there. So no kasha. Tashma, another try. Hayisham ilan ogeder ochitas kanim. This is from the second parak. Second parak is parak osin pasin. We've had this case a few times before. There's a well in the middle of which is a rabim, or a bar, and you want to use water from that well, but the well is all the way down into Rosh Hashayachid, and right around the well, of the ditch is Rosh Hashayachid. So how do you let your cows do it? So the first mission, the second parak says, you can make dyumdin. You can make these little L-shaped corner right angles around the area, and in that way create a quasi Rosh Hashayachid. What if, says the Gemara, that you didn't make four of these, but you had some ready-made. So if you look at the picture in picture 111, right, you have these diumdin, but instead of, some of them are diumdin that you made, but others are, let's say you have a tree, exactly where the where you were going to make this diumid. Or let's say you have a bunch of a reed fence, right, the chitzis akanim. So all those, says the Gemara, also could work. So all those could work. So again, the tree that's functioning as a quasi mechitza, and it wasn't made l'shem that. So isn't this a kasha on Rava who says lechi slash mechitza ha'omid me'elav is lo havi mechitza? So Gemara answers no. Again, hachbay skinan shasam mitzchil l'kach. Again, no, you planted that tree. You planted that tree to be there as this quasi wall. Ihachi my kamashbalan. Then what's the chiddush if it was planted for that? Kamashbalan chitza zakanim kana pachas b'shloshot tvachim kitabay minei Abaye be Rabba. Now Abaye asked from Rabba, can this reed fence work if it's within three tvachim of each other? So that's the chiddush of this gemara, that it can work. It can function as a wall, this reed fence. Try number three. Tashma. Ilan hameisach al haaretz. Let's say you have a tree that has big branches, but then the branches overflow, and let's say the branch goes up and then goes down. And then the branch overhangs a certain area of grounds. And we're talking about carrying under that area. So, im ein nofa gufoha min haaretz gimel tvachim metaltel and tachtav. If when the branch goes down on the other side, it's within three tvachim of the ground, so this is a good roof. It's a good roof, therefore it's a good you can carry underneath. So Gemara again says, that's not me l'shem l'chora, that's not me l'shem to be a wall. Gemara says, no, hachanami b'mayaskinan, shenota b'tzchila l'kach. Oh, so you want to say that this is also where you planted the tree in order to be the wall? So Gemara says, yachi, if that's true, l'tata b'kulo, then you should be able to carry totally in all the area under this tree branch, no matter what the shear of this area is. And we know there was a limitation put on the carrying of this area. Alam amar rafuna brei der v'yeshua, why did rafuna brei v'yeshua say, a metatalan bo'ala beis asayim? There could only be metatalan it a size of a beis asayim. Rashi here explains that whenever you have an area where it is closed off some way, but there is some problem with this area, then the Gemara puts a limit how much you're allowed to carry in this area, called the Beis Asayim, which was the amount of, which was the shear of the Machaneh in the Midbar. So Rashi here says, if it's more than Beis Asayim, like the shear, the Chatzar of the Mishkan, in the Midbar, and this is the shear that Chachamim gave to any mechit, any area that was not Mesukan called Sarcho. So let's say a mechitza that doesn't have walls in both directions, Shesiva Arev, or it wasn't an area that was closed off to live in, it was closed off for some other purpose, right? All of these there's always a problem with this area, and that's why there's a limited base of sign. So says the Gemara, if this tree itself that hangs over was planted to be this machitza, there's nothing wrong with it then. So why would there be a limitation of base of sign? It must be there is a limitation of base of sign because there's a problem here. So we're back to the question. So the question is, why is there a limit? So the Gemara answers, Mishub David Tira, Shetashmish La'avir. No, the reason is because this area that we're talking about was not made really to be a machitza, a room, per se, to serve that to be a room, but it was made a dirash et tashmisha la'avir. It was like a guard booth by a field. So really, the guard doesn't want to stay there, doesn't want to live there. He has to stay there because he has to watch the field. He'd rather be in his house. But it's a dira that's usage is really for the airspace outside of this place. Dira shetashmisha la'avir. It's not really a dira made l'shem dira, but it's a dira made that you have to live in order to service something right outside this dira. The chal dira shetashmisha la'avir and metaltan ba'el beis asayim. And the rule is that is a gira'on. That is something problematic with this hekif makom, and therefore it would also have the limitation of beis asayim. So that was the third try to ask a kasha on Rava. So now we have number four, Tashma, first wild line. Shavas betel shu gavoa asara. Oh, so the concept that we're going to have many times in the future, concept of Erev Techumen. So if I want to, wherever I am on the beginning of Shabbos, I am Kodesh Shvisa. I create my place of Shvisa where I'm going to rest for Shabbos, and I have 2,000 amos outside of that space. So I'm allowed to, if I want to go to a certain place outside my city but on Shabbos, I could put an Erev Techumen, I could put within 2,000 amos on one side of my city, I could put some challah, put some matzah there, and then I could carry, that would be my makom shvisa, and I would be able to carry 2,000 amos from that spot. That's the concept of Erev Techumen. So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Shabbos betel shu gavo asara, let's say I'm kona shvisa on a mound, on a tail that is 10 tvachim high, v'hu me'arba amos v'ad beis asayim, and I'm sitting on this mound, and it is from 4 amos to beis asayim area, surface area. And Rashi here explains, so if you're on this makom, so then we apply the principle of good asik b'chitzos, as if you're on a rishus yachid, because the walls shoot up, you're on an area that is 4 tvachim high, and 10 tvachim high, and 4 amos wide, up till beis asayim, so then that's rishus yachid. V'chein b'nekashu amok asar, or you have a hole in a rock, like a valley, that is 10 tefachim deep, not just 10 tefachim, my 10 tefachim deep. V'hu b'arba amos beis asayim. So again, then the walls shoot up, just like the walls shoot down, the walls can shoot up. V'kama k'tzer v'shibolos v'kivos asah, or you're in a field where there's cut grain all around you and also it goes high up. Mahalech eskula v'chutzal apayim amah. So then that whole area is considered your makom, your Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore the 2,000 amos only start from outside that area. Similar to a city. If you're in a city, the 2,000 amos only start from outside the city. The whole makom in the city is your makom shvisa. But asks the Gemara here, you have these mound and this hole, this neka in the rock, so you're using those as walls for your quasi Rosh Hashanah Yachid, your good asik and good achis. So again, that was warrant made l'shem walls, kasha and rava. So Gemara answers, v'chite, machanayim shasam mitzchil l'kach. And if you want to say no, these were also made to be walls in the first place. So bishlam kamalachai, I can understand by the grain. So you cut them and you put them there. Aval ela tel v'nek amaykel amemer, that those are God made. Right? Those you can't say that God Hashem made the rocks or made the mound to be a mechitza. So Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Reject our original havamina. Ella be mechitzos kol yamal apligid havi mechitza. There's no machlokes by mechitzos, by walls. A mechitza could be a mechitza even if it was not made to be a mechitza in the first place. It's a mechitza, and that's why all of these four are not kashas. Ki pligi b'lechi. The only machlokes between Rabbi and Rava is the case of lechi. A lechi ha'omei me'elav. A lechi that is put there, that was not put there to be a lechi, but now you want to use it as a lechi. Abaye l'tamei d'amar lechi m'shem mechitza. Ah, so what's the real machlokas here between Abaye and Rava? There's a different machlokas. Abaye says, oh, it's good. Why? Because a lechi is really m'shem mechitza. It functions as a wall, a symbolic wall. U'mechitza, so me'elei, have mechitza. We just said mechitza, everybody agrees, is good if it's ola me'eleha. So to lechi, says Abaye, is m'shem mechitza. For Rava l'tamei d'amar lechi m'shem hecker. And Rava says, no. Rava says a lechi is m'shem hecker. So then you have either be a dime, have a hecker, be the lavi hecker. And only if you would put it up yourself, l'shem, the lechi in the first place, that would be a good hecker. Otherwise, it would not be a good hecker. Okay. According to Abaye, though, what the Achronim, what the Rishonim already ask, the Meiri and others, Abaye says that it's like a mechitza, therefore it could be omen me'elav, right? It's just like a mechitza. So why do you need samchulav mibod yom for? Right? We said up above, even Abaye agrees that alechi omen me'elav, you had to have known about it before Shabbos. If you didn't know about it before Shabbos, let's say you're relying on a different alechi before Shabbos, then it's no good even according to Abaye. Why? If it's omen, if it's mishum mechitza, so then, even a mechitza, you don't need omei me'elav. I mean, omei me'elav is fine. You don't need some chalav erev Shabbos, right? As long as you're using it now. It's mishum mechitza. Who cares about what you think? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Samach Gimel here suggests that no, maybe the point is, and this is a concept that we had before earlier in Tosfos Daf Hei, that even according to the Manda Amar, that holds lechi is mishum mechitza, he also is boy heker ksas. He also needs a little, it's not totally two mutually exclusive shitas. At least in this direction. Even if you hold this mishum mechitza, it still a little bit requires a hecker. That's what Tosas said on Daf Hayim Abayis. We said this was against some Achronim's interpretation of the Rambam. But the Tosas on Hayim Abayis, I said, Afilu manda amar lechem mishum mechitza, the hayala lahol yosir msosmo, because makom hecker ksaz b'inon. So you still need a little hecker. And according to Abaye, that little hecker is, you couldn't have been dochit b'yadayim before Shabbos. You have to know about it a little bit before Shabbos, or at least not pushed it aside in your mind before Shabbos. That is what the Aruch HaShulchan says here in Shisamach Gimel Yudalit. And I saw Rav Shechler has a piece of this about this in Eretz HaTzvi, where he tries to explain more al pi lamdis, you know, what exactly is machlokas? You need a little hecker. The other Mandabar says it's all hecker. So what does it mean? So his formulation is as follows, based on some other questions as well. Bein la baya, bein la rava, in la hadr tiltu mavui, ela ide lecha kora, elam ke yish bohem hecker. Both Abaye and Rava agree. Meaning, both among the Amar, Mishum Hecker, Mishum Mechitza agree, you have to have some type of Hecker. But the question is, inherently, what is this object? This Lechi. Says Rav Shechter, Ach Lekuliyam is on page Samach Gimel, Ach Lekuliyam a dina Lechi v'gam dina Korah kimechitza. U'bakorah svir leila travayu shigidrahu cheftza de Hecker asher dino kimechitza. Or Abaye says, cheftza de mechitza sheyeshba hecker. What does that mean? According to Abaye, inherently this is a mechitza. What does it mean, mishum mechitza? It's a din mechitza. This inherently this object has a halacha mechitza, but it's a mechitza which has a hecker function as well. But that's what you would label it halachically. It's a mechitza which has a hecker function as well. That's why Abaye. That's exactly the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a mechitza, but it's boy hecker ksas. But she'ekin, according to Rava, no, it's not a mechitza which has a hecker status. Really, it's a hecker. It's a chefs of the hecker. It's a chefs of the hecker inherently, which might serve a mechitza function based on other kashas that he asked. But inherently, what is it? Inherently, according to Abaye, it's a machitza, which might have another hecker function. According to Rava, it might be just the opposite. It's a chefza de hecker. That's the ikker. It might serve a machitza function, but really, it's a chefza de hecker. And I saw, I don't think Rav Shaddai doesn't quote this, but I saw this one line in the Meiri, which might be a smach to that idea. Because the Meiri asked this question, why does Abaye have to know about it from before Shabbos? And he says, Nire, de mitok she'enu machitza hanikeres hechmiruba. That's the lashon of the Meiri. You need a mechitza hanikeres, according to Abayat. So that's exactly what the thought. There's a mechitza, din mechitza b'chefsa, she'ish b'hekker, that's why it's the function of a hekker. But I thought that Meiri, that one line, is a smach to that idea. Okay, so this is Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether a lechi yomim me'elav needs to be known about before Shabbos. The Rush here quotes, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that a korah does need, everybody agrees, one second, let me look, I wrote this down. Oh, that a korah ha'omi me'elav is puzzle, right. The Rashi here says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, what, this whole discussion about a lechi, what about a korah? So a korah me'elav, everybody agrees is puzzle, because everybody agrees, we paskin, a korah is mishum hecker. Right, the only reason we paskin lechi is okay, homi me'elav, because we paskin lechi is mishum mechitza. But if korah we paskin is mishum hecker, and because korah is mishum hecker, so then you have to have known about that, a lechi homi me'elav is, a korah homi me'elav is not good enough. What about tzuras ha-pesach homi me'elav? Let's say you didn't know about Tzuras HaPesach, or you weren't relying about Tzuras HaPesach from before Shabbos. So that is a suffix of the Prima Gadim. Where does this come up? The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. This is very alamat. He quotes this in the Prima Gadim's case. Prima Gadim says, let's say there's an Erev in town, but you don't hold to the Erev. And then one Shabbos afternoon, you decide, you know, you want to rely on the Erev. So can you use the Erev in that case? So Erevs are Tzuras HaPesachs. Tzuras HaPesach. Right, so you have all these Tzuras HaPesach, but you didn't rely on it before Shabbos. You weren't Somech on it from before Shabbos. So do you require, is this good enough? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha quotes the Prima Gadim, who has this suffix, and the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even if you want to say that it's Urza Pesach, you know, you need Sabcholov, but these were made to be an Erev. If it's made Lashem Erev in the first place, then even if you didn't rely on it, that's not going to apostle it. He says the Prima Gadim is Besabek, and he says, Da filu b'lechi, even by a lechi, if you made it to be a lechi, so then even if you weren't so mech on it, it still would be good enough. So Kol Shekein Tzuras HaPesach, Yesh L'Hakel Bazeh. So that is a discussion about whether Tzuras HaPesach requires this Samcholav. Other Rechonim say, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't need it at all. Doesn't need Samcholav in the Erev Shabbos. But it's better than a lechi. But even if you want to say the Pir Magadim has the suffix, maybe lechumra to require knowing about it from before Shabbos. But even so, the Bir Halacha would be meko that even if it's an erev that you decide you want to use in the middle of Shabbos, that would be okay. Okay, let's continue. So we just said so machlokas is about lechis, but not about mechitzas. Gemara says now Tashma Abni Geder Hayotis Min Hageder Muf Zalo Zumizu. Let's say you have there's a nice picture of it at the front of your mavui picture number 112. The front of your mavui, the wall is not even, but it's jagged. You have one brick coming out and one brick in, and one brick coming out and one brick in. So, and you want to use that edge as a lechi. You want to use it as a lechi. So says the Gemara, as long as pachas bishlosha in tzorach lechi acher, as long as the bricks that are sticking out are not further than three tvachim from each other, so you could use that extra line of bricks as a lechi, and it would be mutter to carry in the mavli. Shlosha tzorach lechi acher, but if it's three, you would need another you would need another lechi. So again, here this lechi wasn't made to be a lechi; it's omid, right? Lechi omid me'elav, and you see that it would be good enough if it's within three tzvachim. Kashan Rava, so Hanavi shebanu mitzchilokach. No, you made them to be the lechi. So again, the Gemara says yachib shita. If you made these bricks that stick out to be the lechi, then it's pashit. What's the chiddush? No, ba'al the table of meiser ben yanahu Davida. No, you might say that even though it was made l'shem lechi, it would still be no good because, as the Ritva here says, it doesn't serve the hecker function. Because a lot of times when you want it, let's say you're doing construction and you ran out of money and you know you're going to be adding on to this in the future, so you would maybe leave the bricks as that diagram where space in between, so you could add on bricks in between. If you just ended it a smooth way, when you add something onto it, it wouldn't be connected, wouldn't fit in. So a lot of times when you would add something on later in your later in your, if you want to add on to this jagged edge in the future, so then you would just leave it jagged, so then you, if you add on later on, it can fit in perfectly. So here you might look at the end of your mavli and not as, no, it's a lechi, because you might say, oh, this is what everybody does. Everybody leaves this to build in the next phase of their construction. So that's the chiddush, kamash malan, even so, it still could function as a lechi. Tashma, try number two. We have this. Let's say you have a wall that is indented from its friend. Let's say you can only see the indentation. You want to use the indented or the from one side, from the inside or from the outside, you want to use that as the lechi, but you can only see that either from the inside or see it from the outside. Right? These were the pictures that we had a couple of blocks ago. We have some remember where those were? Look it up again, where those indented pictures were, if you want to just look back and remember. Those were on page, what page? Well, where were these pictures? Daftes. Daftes. So these pictures were on, pictures 67 and 68. 67 and 68. So you see those, that's the indented, you can see those either on the inside or on the outside. So all those need to be shem lechis. Those could be used as lechis. So again, those weren't made to be a lechi. So again, kasha and rava. Where I said, no, again, it was made. Hakanami, shaso mitzchilo kachi. Hakim ha-kamash v'lodz. Then what's the chiddush? Hakamash, no, the chiddush is the din. The nir mi-bachut, the shabbi b'fnim, need to be shem lechis. If you can only see it on the outside, it's looking function as a lechi. That's a big chiddush, which we had over there on daf tes. Tashma. The Rav, last try. The Rav, Havi Yosef, Ahu Mavoa. Rav was sitting in a Mavoi. Havi Yosef, Rav Huna Kameh. Rav Huna was sitting in front of him. Amar Le Lashameh. Rav go tells his servant, Zil Aisle Kuzidamaya, bring me a cup of water. Ad Asa Nafal Lachye. While his servant was bringing the water, the Lachye fell down. So what happened? Achvile Biyade. It's funny, the Rashi and others. Rav pointed and motioned to his Talmud, stop. Meaning to his servant, don't bring it. Right? Because you can't carry the Lachye. Put it down. Don't bring it anymore. He stood in his place. He didn't move. Amalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna said to Rav, "What do you mean? There's a tree at the end of the mavli. Don't you all you rely on that? Isn't that good enough to rely on?" Amar Rav replies, "Domi haimei rabbanon. This rabbi, meaning you, domi haimei rabbanon, commanded a parsha in Shishmaisa. Like nobody ever explained to you these halachas." Were we thinking about that tree from before Shabbos? So therefore, that's why we couldn't rely on it on Shabbos. But what's the diyak from the story? The reason is only because we weren't somechena on it from Erev Shabbos. But if we would have been relying on it, it would be a good lechi, even though it wasn't put up l'shem lechi. Again, kasha on Rava. So my answer is no. Lema, maybe Abaye v'Rava b'dilo samchina le'pligi. No, maybe against what we've been thinking this whole amud. Maybe the whole machlokas between Abaye and Rava is whether in a case where you weren't somech on it before Shabbos, hasamchina le'havi lechi. But if you were somech on it, then even Rava would agree that it's a lechi, and therefore this kasha, this story wouldn't be a question. So the Gemara says, no, lo sakadaitos, you can't say that that's the machlokas. Da'ahu barka, da'vi bei barchavu, da'vi pligi bei Abaye v'Rava kuli shnayu. There used to be a porch, a merpeset, in the town of Abaye and Rava, and there was a pillar that was supporting the porch underneath, and that pillar came down to the front of a mavli, and they used to argue about that, whether you could use that as a lechi on Shabbos. And that was around for years. So obviously you knew about it from before Shabbos, and Rava still said it was pasul. So therefore you see the machlokas is not just about whether you could rely on it from before Shabbos, but if it was put up, not l'shem lechi, can it be used, according to Rava, it can't be used even if you knew about it from before Shabbos. Okay, this is the machlokas Abaye and Rava. As I said, according to the Rashi, this is one of the Yalkagams, and therefore that's what we pass on like Abaye in this case, and that's what we pass on in Shulchan Aruch. We pass on like Abaye, like Jesus Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in here in Erev and Daf Hei in the Tosfos, said, no, this is not one of the Yalkagams, meaning we pass on like Rava. This is machlokas Amorai, machlokas Rishonim, what we pass on. Let us move on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Bakol osin l'chayayim, you can make lechis out of anything. Afilu b'davar sheish b'ruachayim." Thank you. Even out of something that's alive, out of animals. So look at our handy dandy cow lechi in picture 113. You have a horse lechi. You have the horse that you put at the edge of your lechi. That's going to function as your lechi. Rabbi Yehonasan here points out that it has to be tied down. Can't walk away. It has to be tied down enough that it won't walk away, and also that it won't sit down. Right? Because if it sits down also, it's going to be less than 10 tefachim. So it's got to be tied, that's what you hold in Shulchan Aruch, that's got to be tied down in a way that it's not going to walk away or run away. Rabbi Meir Oser. And Rav Meir said, no, you can't use a davar sheyesh bo rechaim. You can't use an alive lechi. Number one halacha. A parallel machlokas. Umetame mishum golel. And if you use an animal as a golel, it's metame. What's a golel? So machlokas Rashi Tosfos in a number of places. In Shas, Exubis, here a little bit. So Rashi here says, what's the golel? If you put it, you use it as the stone on top of a kever. You know, the stone on top of a kever. Rashi, the question is, in other places Rashi says, it's the stone that goes across, and you have the dofakes, you have two stones supporting, one across. Here Rashi just says, it is the stone that is, you made a golel, kever, using it as the stone on top. That's matami mishum golel. What is matami mishum golel here? Rashi here has a big chiddush, the bottom. Im aso golel kever, matami la'olam ba'ohel kemes atzmo. Forever, it becomes it can be metame like the mace itself. So therefore, even after this animal leaves this spot as functioning as the golel, it goes somewhere else and it's in the room with somebody else. It is like a mace and it's metame mishum ohel for the rest of its existence. That is Shitas Rashi. That's what metame mishum ohel mean. And Rav Meir matar again. Rav Meir is matar. No, what are you talking about? The Rav Chanan, the Kovach Yerim Ksubis, and Simon Ostezvav points out, the Rambam does not agree with this. The Rambam just says, Mitami Mishum Golel, the Machlokas is Bishaito. When it's there, it's Mitami Mishum Golel. But when it leaves, then it's not Mitami Mishum Golel anymore, because it left. So that's the Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What's the Svara? What's the Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam? And furthermore, even more importantly, what's the Svara for the Rambam? If something is Tamei, it can never become lose its Tumah. Right, the only way it can lose its tumah is if there's a shinui maisa, if you break it and you change its form, or if you put it in a mikvah. So how could if this animal is as a golel? So isn't Rashi seems correct? Right, what's the svara for the Rambam? So it says Rav Chanan, it's something beautiful. It says Rav Chanan, v'yish lomar the had that tzarach shinui maisa who rakim nitma de kabbalas tumah she betchilas tumaso nitma lo olam v'tzarach lavki tumaso. What's usual tumah? Usually tumah is transmitted. Tumah A is transmitted to tumah B. So an av goes transmits its tumah, therefore to a rishon, to a sheni, etc. Something's makabel tumah, it becomes tumah. It's metame because it comes in contact with something. That's regular tumah. Therefore, you would need a tara process for that. But here says the Vachan, according to the Rambam, why is this animal tumah? Not because something it came in contact with something, but just because of what it is, what its function is. It's golel, and because it is a golel, it is tamei mishum golel. Avu b'golel ain't tumas ayde kabbalas tuma el machbas atzmo. It's like a sheretz. A sheretz is not tamei because of something. It's tamei. A sheretz is tamei because it's a sheretz. An avela is tamei because it's an avela, not because it became a contact with anything. Because of what it is. So do we hear? Because of what it is. So says Rav Chanan, if it's not what it is anymore, it's not tamei anymore. Just goes away. The second that this animal walks away from the kever, you don't need a tara process because it's not. It's just not its etzem thing anymore. It's not a goal anymore. Therefore, what about Rashi? What would Rashi hold? So Rashi might argue on two ways. Either Rashi would reject this whole concept. No, even if it's tamei mishum etzem, you still need a tara process. Or maybe Rashi would say that even after it leaves, it's still called a golel. Once a golel, always a golel, according to Rashi. So maybe that's the machlokas. But either way, that's how you explain the Rambam. This is a different tumah. It's not a tumah mishum, it touched something. It came in contact with something, but rather because of what it is. That's the Rochanan in the Kovach Yerim Ksubis, Os Tes Vaf. Okay, so we have three machlokas in the Mishnah. Number one, can you use a lechi that's an animal? Number two, is an animal tamim mishum golel? Number three, the cousin of Gitei Nashim, Rabbi Yitzchak Liliposa. Can you write a get on a animal? Says the Tadakama, and then give the animal to the husband will give the animal to the wife. And the Tanakhama says yes, and Rabbi Yosef Lili says no. Tanya. Okay, so let's talk about this for a little bit. Remeir Omer, Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Rechaim Ein Osin Oso, anything that's alive, says Remeir, you can't use it, Lo Dofen L'Sukkah, you can't use it for a wall for a sukkah, V'lo Lechi L'Mavu, V'lo Pasin L'Biroz, you can't use it for a lechi, you can't use it for the pasin, for the four things, for the Zumdin outside the well, beginning of the next parak, V'lo Golo L'Kever, you can't use it for any of these, Mishab Yosef Lili Omer Amru, Af Inkosin L'Gidei Nashim, Rabbi Yosef Lili adds, you can't even write a get on it, my time, Mother Rabbi Yosef Lili, why can't you write a get on an animal, to Tanya, based on a limud from a pasuk, Sefer, the pasuk says, Sefer Krisus. He has to give her a sefer krisus. Ein li ela sefer. This only, I only know that you have to write it on a sefer, on a cloth. Minan l'rabos kol davar. How do I know that you can write a get on even non-cloth? Tablomer v'kasavla mikol makom. Because it uses the lashon v'kasavla. Doesn't just say v'nasam la sefer krisus. It says v'kasavla, an extra phrase to include writing on anything. Imke matam l'amar sefer. So why does it say sefer if you can write it on anything? Or malacha, says Rabbi Yosef Halevi, to teach me there is something that is excluded. Ma sefer davar she'im baruachai meina ochel. Just like sefer is something that's not alive, it is not food. Also, the only thing, you're allowed to write it on anything as long as it's not alive and it's not food. V'rabbanan, v'rabbanan, who do you allow you to write it on an animal? Miksiv ba-sefer, does it say ba-sefer? Sefer, if it just says sefer. What is that word there for teaching me? L'sfiris dvarim ba'alma hu da'asa. Very important principle from Maseches Gittin. Many Rishonim quote this in many different, regarding many different halachas, but it means sfiris dvarim, meaning the telling of a story, hu da'asa. That a get has to tell the story in it. Because what does a get say? That hare at mugureshes li and your mutter l'chaladam. It says the whole story of the divorce. Rechman al-Islam. So says the Rabbanan, that's what the word sefer is teaching me. Not to teach to exclude animals, but to include that you need a sviras dvar. For Rabbanan, hai v'kasavla madarshibe. Okay, so now what about the sheet of the Rabbanan? Rabbanan, what do they use v'kasavla to teach me? According to them, you could use anything. So what does he need v'kasavla to teach me? Hahomi baile, b'ksiva miskareshes, ve'ina miskareshes b'kesef. To teach me that when you get divorced, somebody gets divorced, it has to be b'shtar, and not b'kesef. Not b'kesef, who's giving who kesef? So the pasha says that the man can't give the woman kesef and say, hari amugurashesli. What's the havamina? We know there are many hakeshim, many comparisons between kiddushin and gerushin. So you might have said this one is two. Mahavaya b'kesef, avisiya b'kesef. Just like we know the first mission in kiddushin tells us there are three ways to get married. Kesef, shtar, ubiya. So, okay, we'll exclude the biya one for now. But at least you can get married through shtar or through kesef. So too, maybe gerushin can happen through shtar or through kesef. Kamash Malan, it can't. So the question is, Kamash Malan, how do you understand this Kamash Malan? Is there really a Havamina for this to be done? Or we reject the Havamina totally? Okay, so it's based on the Liban. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Hai Sfarmina. How does Rabbi Yosef Aglili know, if he doesn't use the Pasuk for this, how does he know that you can't be divorced through Kesef? Nafgalimi, Sefer Krisus, Sefer Karsa, Ve'indavar Achar Karsa. From the two words that are next to each other, Sefer Krisus. So Sefer has to be co-race, has to cut the relationship. And nothing else can cut the relationship. Money can't do it. For Rabbanan high sefer krisus mibayi lei. What did the Rabbanan use that pasuk for? Mibayi lei ledavar hakoris beino lavena. They say that it has to be a davar hakoris. It has to be something that separates totally between the husband and the wife. For the kid of Tanya, as regarding the following case. Let's say a man gives his wife a get and says, you are divorced on condition that you never drink wine. On condition that you never go to your father's house. Says the Gemara, ein ze krisus. That doesn't work. Because for the rest of her life, she's meshubid, she is connected to her previous husband. Because if she would ever go into her father's house or drink wine, then she wouldn't be divorced and she'd be married again. So because there's always a zika, there's always a connection to the original husband, it's not called a divorce. A divorce has to be totally disconnected, total co-race. Kol shloshim yom, but if he just makes the tonight for 30 days, hariza krisus, that would be a good krisus, because then after 30 days, it would be finished. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, where does he know that from? Nafgalim, mikaris krisus. He gets it from the extra word, kares krisus. Doesn't just say kares, it says krisus. For Rabbanan, kares krisus lo darshin. They don't darshin the extra phrase of kares krisus. Tosus here points out in B'Ksiva that we have a drasha here to tell me that you can't use money. You can't use money for divorce. Tosus says, this is only according to Rava in the Gemara in Kiddushin. According to Abaya, there's a different reason why you can't use money. Ein sanegar nase kategar. What got you married can't get you the opposite of what we said on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Ein sanegar nase kategar. You can't use what you got married with, which is a beautiful, to opposite. It used to be a kateger. Number one. Number two, the next hostess asks a question that all the Rishonim here ask, and that is, what does the Gemara say? That if you make a tznai, I'm going to ask you don't go into your father's house, it doesn't work. But the father might die, so that's finite. You know, just like the Gemara says 30 days is finite, so why don't you say tosis is tema? The misavia lo chashiv sube saviha. So why don't you say it is finite, that it could be a dover hakores? Tosva said, no, because besavia doesn't just mean her father's house. It means all of her father's yershim also. So it's lav dafka. Even after the father dies, it will still be considered base avia. Other Rishonim, the Tosfos Yeshanim here, in the little letter says, no, v'shem afilu hachi ain't zekrisus. Still, it's not a krisus because you don't know when he's going to die. If you don't know when he's going to die, it has to be dover hakores right now. So between the Magen Mishnah writes in Hilchos Gerushin, maybe another principle, that when the father dies, it's not that it's now a Davar HaKores. It's not that the Tanai is Mekuyam, it's just that the Tanai falls away. So maybe that wouldn't be called a Davar HaKores. Davar HaKores means everything has to be totally clear and fulfilled now. It's not that the Tanai won't even be existent then. Either way, a couple of different answers why that is not a problem. Next Mishnah. Shayara, Shachansa Bebeka, Vikifua. Okay, forget Mavui. We're out of Mavui now, and now we're just in a regular encampment. Let's say there's a caravan in the middle of the desert that rested. Vikifua, Klei Behema. Let's say it's going to be Shabbos. They want to make an Erev. So what they do, they took all of their saddles and all of their kalim that they use on their animals, and they made a surrounding circle in order to be carrying. Metaltan Besocha, that could work. As long as these saddles are piled up, 10 Tzvachim high. And as long as the open areas aren't more than the closed areas. And as long as you have a pirtza that's 10 amos or less, is mutter. As we mentioned many times, because that's called a doorway. But if it's a pesach, if it's an opening that's more than 10 amos, usser, that would be usser. So whether this is a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabbanan, many achronim, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish assume it's a psul d'rabbanan, the concept of pirtza yesemi esser, but that's just a machlokas on this Mishnah. Okay, so you need ten tefachim high and omeid meruba ala paritz. Itmar, paritz ka'omeid. Referred to this once before early. What if paritz is ka'omeid? The way Rashi explains this is that all the openings are exactly the same size as the omeids. There aren't more longer omeids than paritz is, and it's exactly equal. So the Mishnah says you can have omid merubah l'paritz. What about exactly equal machlokas? Rav Papa Amar Mutter from the Beit Yeshua Amar Oser. Papa Amar Mutter. Rav Papa says okay, they be exactly equal. Hachiyag mirachman al Moshe. This is the halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Lo tifrots ruba. You can't have parots more, but equal would be okay. Rav Funa Beit Yeshua Amar Oser. No, he says Oser because hachiyag mirachman al Moshe. This is the halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Gedar ruba. It was bigoder rove, meaning, but if you go to less than rove, if you close up less than rove, it would be no good. So that's machlokas, whether paris is ka'omeid, mutter, or aser. The Mishnah says, v'lo yei pirtzos yiseiros ala binyan. The Mishnah says, but the pirtzos can't be more than the binyan. Isn't that mashma, ha'ke binyan mutter, but if it's exactly equal, it'll be mutter. So the Gemara says, no, don't make that diak. Lo tema ke binyan mutter, ela ema in binyan yiseiros ala pirtzos mutter. No, only make the diak that if the binyan is more than the pirtzos mutter, aval ke binyan my aser, but the binyan, if it was equal, it would be aser. So the Gemara says, why did the Mishnah say that? That would have been a bigger chiddush. If the Mishnah really means that equal also is usser, so the Mishnah should have said, even if they're equal, it's usser. Kasha. So it's a kasha. Right, the Ritva here says it's not a tsyufta. It's a kasha, because it's not such a diuk. So it doesn't say that, but don't make that, you have to make such a diuk. It's still okay. Tsyufta would be unanswerable. Kasha. It is answerable. Tashma, the Mishnah says in Sukkah, Hamakari Sukkaso, Bishputin of Aruch HaZamitol. If somebody puts a roof on their Sukkah for Schach, with Shputin, with metal poles or with the bars of their bed, in other words, something that's puzzle to use for Schach, Emish Revach Meinayim Kamosa Kashera, if you have space exactly equal to the puzzle Schach, and you could put kosher Schach in that area, Kashera. So you see equal. You see puzzle and kosher can be exactly equal. Says the Ritva here, what are we comparing? The schach and walls? What's the halacha mean here? So the Ritva says, no, it must be. The Gemara is saying, what's the difference between if it's puzzle because of airspace or it's puzzle because of puzzle schach? Either way, it's puzzle. And we're saying, is it, and selling for the Mishnah, that if it's exactly equal, it will be okay. Because it says, as long as you have parallel open space to be exactly equal, it will be okay. So where it says, hachamai eskiduk, shenichas v'yotze. No, it wouldn't be a problem in this case because the case of schach puzzle there, it goes in and out very easily, which is a simen, which is a reflection that the open spots where this puzzle schach is a little more than where the schach is. Because if it goes in and out very easily, that means there's a little leeway in that area. So when you put kosher schach smushed in and there's no space left over, it's going to end up that the kosher schach is going to be a little more than the puzzle schach. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Maybe not. Maybe it's exactly the same. Efshalat samsem. So the Gemara, which we discussed a couple of daf ago, what about Simsum, right? Efshal Tzamseim Al Yidei Adam, we spoke about by the exact way that we have a wall sticking out of a mavli, 4 amos. It is exactly 4 amos. We discussed this. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Why does that have to be a little more? Ravavi B'madif. No, you really did leave more space there than the puzzle schach. It's not that you're figuring it out that it must be, but Dafka left it like that. Rava Amar, no. A different way out of the problem. Imayu Nesunin Arev, Nosin Shasi, Shasi Nosin Arev. There's another way to to interpret it so that the kosher schach is going to be more than the pasul schach. You just put it perpendicular to whatever the pasul schach are lying. So you see the picture of this in picture 115. Picture 115, and that is you have the pasul schach going one way, and you have the kosher schach going the other way. So in that way, if the kosher schach are going to overhang the pasul schach, then for sure the kosher schach are going to be more, and therefore again, there's no raya of paretz ka'omed being mutter from that mishnah. Really, it could be that the kosher schach is merubah. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will, Be'ez Hashem, continue tomorrow.